This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Score North Twin Show.
So we weren't planning on doing five Score North Twin Shows this week necessarily, but the news cycle and the TV news. Are you putting on the bomber hat? It's the Twins bomber hat. It's not even cold enough to wear that this winter.
It's warm again today.
I mean, how many... Can you hear us okay?
I'm all in.
How many days this winter has it even been cold enough to wear a winter bomber Twins hat?
Oh, it hasn't really.
Like five?
That's why I'm breaking it out right now. Spirit of the thing.
It's going to be sweating by the end of this TV conversation.
Good, that's
fine. Just like the Twins are. The Twins are sweating now that they saw the Diamondbacks come out with the direct-to-consumer structure. So, okay, the big news that came down yesterday. So we've had the Pollad payroll conversation. We've had a bunch of TV conversations and... The Diamondbacks came out yesterday and they announced, I'll just read you from the press release here because it's really interesting. And then we can talk about whether the Twins made a misstep, what the Twins could or should do going forward. By the way, the Twins play their first game tonight against the Golden Gophers. John Anderson versus Rocco Baldelli.
Pour one out for John last season.
It's his last year, yep. So Diamondbacks games will now be produced and distributed on Diamondbacks.tv, dbacks.tv. For the 2024 season, and Diamondbacks fans eager to watch their reigning, defending National League champions can get all of the action with the dbacks.tv package for just $100 for the whole season.
Yeah.
So this is their street. Now, last year, so here's what they did last year. They had their Bally's thing blow up like middle of the season, I'm pretty sure, like maybe June. So they aired games locally to the Phoenix area for Cox cable subscribers. Cox is the big cable subscriber. Like I think Xfinity is the lion's share in Minnesota. It's Cox cable down there. Mm-hmm. So you could watch them on channel 4 and channel 7 in Tucson, or just on a pop-up channel on Cox cable, I guess, in the Phoenix area. And I think that was just a place to park it. I don't think they were getting paid, certainly. Like, I don't know how that arrangement worked. I don't know that Cox was paying them. They were making $60 million a year, reportedly, according to Fangraphs off their TV deal. Okay. So now this year, they're doing $100 direct-to-consumer, the MLB TV app or dbacks.tv, linear channels for cable subscribers and regular TV viewers will be provided at a later date. And the CEO... Derek Hall said, "We took time to weigh all of our broadcast options for the upcoming season and how they could impact our fans. MLB Media stepped in last year when we needed them and assured a seamless transition for all viewers. And so they reached more households than our prior partnership, improved production quality dramatically, and offered top-of-the-line streaming product with no blackouts.
Yep.
That's why we chose to do this.
Yep.
So interesting that we now have, here's the other option. Like, the Twins could have done something, right? This is a ready-made infrastructure through MLB's pipeline. So the Twins could have presumably done something like this. Did they make a mistake?
So this is where I'll be far harder on the Twins than I will on the actual, like, payroll thing. Payroll thing's upsetting. I get all that. It's going to fluctuate, making no excuses, okay? But to me, this is where, if you are business savvy, this is where you swallow hard and say, okay, we could get an immediate check from Bally's, or we could do something that we're going to have to probably do eventually anyway. Because, I mean, I don't think there's a new RSN coming to town, right? Like, next year, no. It's not, hey, Comcast Sportsnet's launching.
That's
we want all of the rights. Yeah. So the RSN model, as we know it, is drying up. It's going away. So I would have far preferred, if I'm the Twins, to said, okay, we might take a short-term loss here, but the goodwill is going to be so huge. And we're eliminating blackouts. Therefore, we are basically, we're going to have so many more eyeballs, including young people, on nightly entertainment that might make them say, oh my God, that looks like fun at the ballpark. So this is where I have a problem. And my disdain for how the Poleheads have handled media goes back to my time covering the sports TV radio beat at the Star Tribune when they did Victory Sports in one of the, in my opinion, dumbest moves possible, because they did it while trying to get a new stadium. Your timing, they basically tried to force arm cable operators while they were trying to get public funding on Target Field. They tried to force arm them to pay them to, at the time, carry a 24-hour sports channel. Those are not cheap. And then when the operator said, okay, cool, you know what? We're going to go to the local politicians and be like, you are trying to force us to do something that's going to take away your product while trying to get a stadium for your product. I just think at every turn, the Twins and the Poleheads, media-wise, have done the wrong thing. And this was another opportunity to do the right thing by the fans, and yet they took the short-term payday. I hate that.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I would 100% pay the $100 that the Diamondbacks are offering for Twins games on my option here in the Twin Cities. I would love that option, and I have to figure out how I want to now pay for cable and just to watch the games, and it becomes obviously quite the headache. I would love a direct consumer option like this. This would be badass. It'd be great. I believe it's Evan Drellich, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Evan Drellich
from The Athletic. He was on Foul Territory last week. He's obviously been doing just a ton of reporting on all this for The Athletic. And Royce brought this up too, that next year when this kind of does become a big thing, how are the big dogs, like the networks for YES and NESN and the Dodgers, are they going to be willing to potentially share some of this revenue too? Which they aren't. Like, they won't. It's a rhetoric. Yeah, we know the answer to that. The fact that Diamondbacks are offering this, it's badass. I love it. I love for the Twins to do something like this, but I am curious just what this structure does probably look like in a year when the Twins do enter this space.
So I have a thought on kind of the long-term shape of this. We talked about this maybe 3 years ago on our Mackey and Judd show. I can't remember if it was the radio days or if it was just the Mackey and Judd podcast, but we literally sat and said, how can we redo this? And our idea on that show was, well, they need to figure out, because it's a math game. If you're the Twins, so reportedly the Twins were making $50 to $55 million off of their previous TV deal with Bally's, right? And they now have a one-year deal in place. Let's call it $40 million, Judd. Is that, you said that it sounds like they took like a 20% pay cut on it.
Yeah, let's say it's.
So they're trying to figure out, how do we get $40 to $50 million in TV revenue? If someone can write us a check, that's the path of least resistance. It's easiest.
No production costs from your end.
Yep. 100%. So that started to erode once cable and cord cutters started to grow in the last 5 or 10 years. So we tried to solve this a few years ago on our show. We're wrong a lot on our show, but a few years ago we said, well, could you just like go to fans and charge $20 or $30 a month? Like, would people pay $150? I think we said $150 a year or $180 a year. And then, like, we busted out our little calculators and said, how many fans would pay this amount of money and how close would it get you to, you know, 40 or 50 million? So the Diamondbacks were getting $60 million a year from their previous TV deal, according to Fangraphs. And the latest information was like maybe 3 years ago. So it's possible they were getting even more than, let's call it $60 million. What these teams are trying to figure out is, at $100 per subscriber per season, are there 600,000 subscribers in the Phoenix area or beyond that would sign up for direct-to-consumer Diamondbacks access, right? That's a huge number, by the way, 600,000. And there's a lot of old people. Like my dad, before he died, we'd set up the MLB package, but it was always kind of a thing every year. Like, how do you even access it?
Right.
So if you're the Twins and they were, let's say they're trying to get to $40 or $50 million, if they were to have done the same Diamondbacks deal, I'm assuming it was available to them. Here's $100 a year and Declan can just buy it as a fan, right? Are there 400,000 people in Twins territory that would pay $100 a year to watch Twins games? You're starting from zero. So the answer for this year is almost certainly no, right? But to Judd's point, you'd be looking to build it up over the course of 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years. You'd probably still put the games on linear TV like the Diamondbacks. Well, you could, and this is where we don't know like what their ad rates are. We can't do the full math because we don't know when you telecasted, let's say the Twins controlled all of the ad sales. What are they getting in revenue for those ad sales? If they have 10 big corporate partners, like, is it $10 million? Is it $20
right.
million? Dollars?
Right.
We don't know. But at some point, they have to do this.
Well,
and I think it would be best if the league stepped in. Like Declan mentioned, the Yankees and the Dodgers, the Red Sox, these big, like the top markets in baseball that have these huge deals coming in, they're going to keep doing what they're doing for at least another 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. But there might be 18 to 20 teams right now, the Twins, the Mariners, the Diamondbacks, there's like the Guardians, right?
Well, the Bally's teams, possibly all.
All 14 or 15 of the Bally's and the Root Sports teams that are out, like Pittsburgh.
And they're out,
Could they band together and form, hey, if you want any of these 18 or 20 teams in market, it's $100 a year. And by the way, it's only another 50 or $100 if you want the whole league. And then what does that pie look like in 5 or 10 years? But they have to start doing it. Like, why didn't they start doing this 5 years ago, the league and these teams? It's ridiculous.
Because they didn't.
Well, contractually, they were locked up, I guess, with the Bally's.
Right, but you got to lay the seeds for this. Like you could have easily been going through, and I'm sure that they were at times, the math that you were talking about, Phil. So what the Twins will say is this. But again, it's a gradual process, hopefully. What the Twins will say is, you guys aren't talking about the production cost that if we do the games, we have to take on along with baseball. We've got to go get production trucks then, which are incredibly expensive. We've got to hire a sales staff to sell this. There's so many things that you guys don't get. And our comeback would be, well, first of all, it appears that you're going to have to take these steps at some point anyway.
Yeah.
And you are trying to build up a fan base that, by the way, probably just won't watch games now. So like guys like us will still watch games, but there's going to be people, I guarantee you, that were at the playoffs against Toronto who got a taste of this and were like, this is unbelievable, who now are going to say, hold on a second, I have to get cable. Screw that. Or I'm blacked out. Really screw that. The thing that happened in Arizona, though, that is, I think, in my opinion, a break for the teams and did not take place here, and this is where I'm very concerned, is this. Bally Sports Arizona dissolved itself. So they're gone. So there's no option. Like the Coyotes do their thing, the Suns do their thing. So the what was the hub of all of these teams just blew itself up.
That's crazy, man. Dude, that happened so fast.
I know. And it was and it's great.
Here's the future. It's right here.
Because the Suns guy is like, I'm gonna put a bunch of games on free TV. I want my product. Again, it's the goodwill. I want my product to be seen by as many eyeballs as possible. Here's where it gets really sketchy, though, and where I'm afraid, because I think there's some smart people with the Twins who are probably like, we should be doing this. But the poll ads, again, are probably like, no, let's get the paycheck or the rights check. Where I'm concerned is, depending on if this Amazon streaming option works, okay, which to be clear, Amazon's agreed to join in with Bally's to help out, but they don't have to do anything till like July. So like nothing's been done. It's not like there's a sudden influx of cash. But depending on how this works in the bankruptcy court proceedings, we've gone from Bally's basically saying, or Diamond basically saying, we're dissolving, like this is going to be it, to if this works, we're going to change our holding company name, but we're going to try to stick around.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So, like, this might... If you're
but it would be Amazon's technology, not this rinky-dink Diamond right. Sports Group, Bally's situation.
Right, which would help, but here's
error. Where sorry, you can't watch the Wolves tonight.
But here's why I'm most concerned, and here's what has not been explained yet. Would the Amazon stepping in dissolve the rights contracts of the blackouts? The blackouts are done by the operators.
Because they want you to watch on specific platforms.
So if Diamond Sports Group rebrands itself to We Ain't Bankrupt Group and they stick around and now Amazon's involved and the Twins do, like, let's say next year, a 2-year contract because they're still around. Mm-hmm. Does that dissolve the blackout?
I think if you're the Twins and you're, let's just call it the coalition of the 20 mid and small market teams. So the Twins, sure. The Guardians, the yeah. Diamondbacks, Lower the Mariners, level. The Pirates, all these teams, the Rangers, the low to mid revenue teams.
Yep.
Whether it's Diamond Sports Group / Amazon or whether it's your own in-house technology, you need to figure out how many people, if you can band your product together and say, okay, let's be as efficient as we can with resources here. Let's put these 20 teams in a bin. How many people around the country would pay for access to those individual teams or a package that involved like many, right? And if you, like, I went and did the research on this. ESPN Plus, which has been pushing for what, 6 years, seven? How many years have they been pushing ESPN Plus?
I've been a sub for like 2.5 years.
I think it's been like 5 years since they launched it.
Okay.
Because they had the Peyton Places show.
Right, okay.
And they've been putting more things. They put like the NHL package behind it, right?
Right.
They have 25 million subscribers to ESPN Plus. What does, actually, Dex, let's look this up too. WWE Network started doing this 10 years ago.
Yep.
At $9.99 was their mm-hmm. first price.
Yep. They were the pioneers in this.
It took some time, too.
Public. Double, yep. WWE
which is Network the point of the whole thing.
Subscribers. Let's just see what that number is. So now this is probably bad news for baseball.
Right.
It's like wrong. a 1.5 million active subscribers, too. But now it's rolled into Peacock. So yeah.
So I believe WWE Network still exists outside the U.S., and then it will dissolve once the Netflix deal becomes official in next year.
Yeah.
So WWE Network will completely go away.
So if it's each team in it for themselves, mm-hmm. for the Twins to get the same amount of revenue, just not including ad revenue, but like just through this straight to consumer, they would need, not even counting expenses, so like 500,000 to 600,000 people in Twins territory would have to say, yep, $100 a year. That's going to dude, it took the WWE 10 years to get like 1 million active subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a rock up a hill. If the 20 teams band together and Major League Baseball makes this a thing, maybe you include like some season ticket things. Like you get people there's, yep. you get more value than just the games. You get mm-hmm. like
ticket. Yeah.
Some 20 game package, whatever it is. Right.
Yep.
Let's say the average price was $150 a year, including like some perks. Could you get 15, like, could you get 15 million people around the country in those markets, 15 million times 125?
Yep.
That would be 1.875 billion divided by 20 teams. That's $93 million per team.
We just solved it.
Which is double what the Twins are getting now, but it would take you years to get to right, that number, dude. Like, that's the problem. Totally.
But you also would be... I'm sure that there are some people my age who would be like, what's this? I don't want to do this, right?
But can't alienate those people.
But think about the young fans that yeah. you would now create who are far more important for your long-term investments. Mm-hmm. So yes, the cash is obviously the most important thing because it's a business. But there's also a public relations standpoint here to think about. And how do you get young fans? Unfortunately, baseball does way too much not to get young fans. And I think, and if anybody says, if Bally's comes back, or I don't care what it's called, but if this works now and the streaming picks up and they come back to the Twins and say, let's do a 2-year deal now for 2020, let's say 5 and 6. And it has any type of blackout restrictions. I don't think it's a good business decision to sign that. Mm-hmm.
Someone, I'm hoping that Star Tribune or somebody, either a Dave St. Peter or a Joe Pollad, now that this Diamondbacks thing is out, right? This is because up until this, we didn't really know what that looked like, a straight to consumer, unless there was one that I missed. I think this is the first one where, hey, this is, we're going to find a linear option later before the season starts, but this is how you watch Diamondbacks games. And they, by the way, they very purposefully, they announced, here's how you can watch Diamondbacks games. It's $100 per season. This is the only way right now.
Right.
And then in a tweet that only has 2,000 views as of this morning, it was posted last night. They said, linear channels will be provided at a later date. So like there'll be another way to watch these, like if you don't want to sign up, but we're going to tell you that later, because right now we need you to pay $100 to watch these games.
Stupid question from me, but if you get this package, you can go through your smart TV to watch it, correct?
Yeah, there's an MLB, right? There's an MLB app that you
would go into. So it's not like I can't watch it on my TV. Like, that's the only thing that fans my age are probably asking of, because I'm sure they think, oh, I got to sit in front of my computer now and watch Diamondback games.
And
that's not
true. I think, too, I haven't, when I was in Seattle, I had the MLB package. And so I would sign up, and I could sign up for the MLB package and watch, and I was out of market, so I could watch Twins games through the MLB package. And I could do that through YouTube TV very quickly.
Yep.
And so that was, okay. So it would show up, you know, I'm scrolling through, there's ESPN, there's Big Ten Network, so there's the Twins game tonight on the Twins channel that's only active for 3 hours a day.
Yep.
And when I had season tickets with the Twins, they give you MLB pass for free. So like, I had a 20 game package. So maybe that's the cutoff. They don't.
But you couldn't watch local games.
But I couldn't watch local games. But I had MLB TV. I could watch any other baseball game I wanted. Mm-hmm. And then the other model that would probably be a one to follow would be what the Utah Jazz did. So the Utah Jazz have what's called Jazz Plus, which is, now this is limited. It's only in the state of Utah, parts of Wyoming, parts of, like, you know, Twins
territory.
Jazz territory. So they have a plan too. So if you want to watch a single Jazz game, like I just want to watch this one game, I don't know why you'd like to do that, but that option is available.
Pay-per-view.
Oh,
$5.
What's funny is the Twins did
Twins
that
TV
25, 30
with
years
Dick
ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy John was the color commentator.
Yep. Same thing.
Or so it was $3 a game back in the day.
Or you can do Jazz Monthly for $15. So like you get live games, you get exclusive content, all that stuff. Or you can do the annual plan, which then would save you, you know, a couple bucks a month, where it's $125 for the year. So there's stuff to be learned that other people are doing, dude.
And what's crazy, you know, for us, just who we sit here and we talk about sports every day, and for anyone that consumes local sports podcasts, diehard fans every day, like if you're listening to the Score North Twin Show 5 days a week or 2 days a week, you're a huge freaking Twins fan, right? So if you're one of us and you love the Twins and the Wolves and the Wild and the Vikings, I mean, the NFL's a different beast. But if you ranked all of the things you pay for from a TV entertainment standpoint, literally everything from whether it's cable or YouTube TV. So we have YouTube TV, Peacock, we've got Max, we've got Prime, we've got like five other things, right? Netflix, Hulu Plus. If I were to rank all of those things, the number one thing in terms of, like, you could only have one thing for me, it would probably be local sports. Like, yeah. I would pay $100 a year for local sports before I would pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
I'd pay $100 a year for local sports before I'd pay for the rest of YouTube TV.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So it looks like the Rockies have the same exact deal as the D-backs.
$100.
They shut down. So in this case, AT&T Sportsnet branded RSNs were shut down. The Rockies were carried on AT&T Sportsnet Rocky Mountain Network. Baseball has assumed, so Major League Baseball assumed the rights to the Rockies games. Rockies TV now will live stream all Rockies games not selected for, national broadcast. Subscription costs $20 a month or $100 for the entire season. So the same exact as the Diamondbacks, basically. And service is only available to Rockies fans in the local market and is separate from MLB TV. Mm-hmm. But this is exactly what we're talking about. And it looks like from the story I've got here, the Padres have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was an option.
It's super interesting. And this will have to be an option next year. And it should have been an option this year. And you've been right about that going back. I mean, Provis clearly got the green light to say it. Yeah. He was all excited for it. I know for a fact that like 3 weeks ago, they had a big kind of all hands on deck call. And I think that this is the stuff that they are discussing. It is literally a math game. Bally's came in, or Diamond Sports Group, and said, here's $40-ish million for 2024. We'll just keep doing the same thing we did. You won't upset the apple cart.
Right.
Or you can start over from zero, build a subscriber base. But this also would have been a great time if they would have announced something like this. Hey guys, I know we kind of cut the payroll a little bit here, but our gift to you is
this is where
Judd's been right. Judd's been right about this.
Yeah.
Our gift to you is anyone anywhere can watch Twins games. It's $100 a year, but help us build this thing. We gave you a playoff team last year. Let's open this thing wide open, right? But here's the problem. If you only have a streaming option, you're cutting off your audience. Like, you need a linear option because there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to, older people or people that aren't going to go through the trouble of paying the $100, right? So you got to be careful only going to streaming. MLS chose to only go streaming, yep. Right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a risky move as they're trying to build their brand. And baseball should be in brand building mode with younger fans.
I think what the Padres did last year when Bally's dropped them was, I want to say that they created an agreement with cable systems there in California to carry the games. No pregame, no postgame. Yeah. But, you know, right before first pitch, I think a clock would come on. Padres baseball in, you know, 229, 228, which I think you'd be fine with.
I'd love that.
Highlights of Greg Vaughn from 1996.
Yeah. I just think the Twins have given their fan base a lot of reasons to complain without any real goodwill so far coming back when I think the vibes coming out of last season were so positive.
We should make shirts that say, I would have paid $100. I would have paid $99.99. $100
is up for baseball? It's a drop in the bucket.
How many, just real quick, like, now that we have the context of ESPN Plus has 25 million subscribers after like 5 years, we know that WWE Network, before they went to Peacock, was sitting at like 1.5 million active subscribers in any given quarter. How long would it take the Twins to get 500,000 subscribers?
Years, I would think.
Part of that depends on your payroll of how good you are, but part of that's going to depend on success.
I know.
Like if you aren't good, guess what? It's going to take a long time. But mm-hmm. Phil, I think you're right. I think the most important thing, and this is where baseball needs to get its act together, is to bring those teams together. Like if the Dodgers and Yankees and Red Sox are going to be the big, bad, badass on the block, right now there's not much that can be done. But I think that I think instead of saying, how can we get the Pittsburgh Pirates to, you know, 500,000
on their own as a
how can we do this? How can we milk that? I think the far wiser thing is to say, how can we get all of these teams consolidated and then they'll share?
Yeah.
And then they'll share. And then when the Yankees are like, well, where's our piece of that pie? You're like, screw you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe what you do, because I think if you had those 20 teams and instead of all of them being just on their own, and it would widen the gap even more with these, like, now all of a sudden the Pirates like, well, we're kind of going through our seventh rebuild in 10 years.
Yeah.
People aren't going to pay. So we're going to need a life preserver here to some extent. Right. If you were to say all 20 teams, maybe the Pirates are generating 100,000 subscribers and the Twins are generating 200,000 and the Mariners are generating double that because they're awesome or whatever. Right. Doesn't matter because at some point it's going to ebb and flow the other way and the Pirates are going to be good over here. So it's evenly split with maybe there's like a bonus. If you had a good year in some way, maybe you get like a $5 or $10 million kick in or something, but it's evenly split throughout and it protects some of these teams that are maybe at the bottom of the totem pole.
And it starts what so far in baseball has been unprecedented, right? It at least sets the groundwork for a revenue share of local fees.
which has never been done before.
And would you need
there's
that.
Been there is some revenue sharing yes. among, but it's not.
But they've never done what football does, which is just say we're going to dump all of the television. And look, I know that there are teams that would 1,000% balk at that. But if you look at where baseball is from
Pun
a
intended.
Business, yeah, they would. They would quick pitch that. But I just think it makes a ton of sense.
Baseball.
We got a new sounder for our deep dive baseball conversations here. We've been using the football sounder.
Football.
But now we have A-Rod saying baseball here now.
Baseball.
Dude, I got to get the narrow. We had a listener send that in. Though.
Like football said with so much confidence by Carlin.
Baseball.
So, well, we fixed it a few years ago. I'm telling you, we said this is the model a few years ago.
I love
ago.
This discussion, though. I think it's so interesting.
It is, man. It's the business, and they really need to figure out a way to get their bleep together with opening up access to all audience. It's not like football where, okay, it's 17 games a year. It's appointment viewing for 3 hours a week, and everyone right. plans their week around it.
Right.
Baseball is just, it's omnipresent, man. There's 162 games, all these spring games. It just needs to be available for people.
Right.
Let me pay $100. And if I'm at a softball game on a Tuesday with my friends, or I'm at a restaurant on a Friday, I can just pop it up on my phone quick, boom, like, oh, hey, look what happened in the game over here. Right.
Or just
like,
background noise.
100%.
Just background noise. I mean, the thing that's changed so drastically is this. A majority of people now, your potential young fans, right? They aren't going to do what people did in the 70s and 80s and turn on the transistor, because baseball is great background noise
mm-hmm.
on radio, but you can't ask that anymore. Ain't happening. People don't even have, it's not like they're going to go do that, but what they can do is make it background noise on streaming.
Yep. Yep. So super interesting. Yeah. It'd be great to, I'm going to see if I can do some backgrounding on, I'd just love to know, like, how close were they to doing this for Twins yeah. fans? And why didn't they? And I'm hoping that something comes out in one of the main, like the Athletic or the Star Tribune. Did DeRussia ask about the? I don't think this blueprint was like widely publicized.
No, he did not. But
I'm not like crapping on DeRussia.
But he tried to ask about. But he did try to ask about what transpired, like on background in the negotiations of the move.
Yeah.
And Joe said, I won't talk about that. Yeah. So like.
We'll put some feelers.
This would have to be on background. Like this would have to be a very, you know, back alley conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, well, the Scorner Twin Show is on the hunt.
What happened with the TV rights?
Meet me in the alley at 10:45.
Yeah.
Wear a ski mask. Hey, if you've made it this far into this episode of the Scornar Twin Show, if you could give us a 5-star rating and a positive review on Apple Podcasts, we can keep this podcast free for our audience. Be great. Keep growing this thing. Also, click the like button and the subscribe button on the Scornar YouTube channel for a limited time. Also free.
Yep.
We'll see you guys next week.